Okay, next case, please.
The next application is 11,758. Raymond B. Newell seeks a variance from the width of the walkway around a pool. Section 115-185D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Winding Brook Court, approximately 1,075 feet west of Reynolds Road. The 911 address is 14743 Winding Brook Court in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 7, Parcel 346. Again, they're specifically asking for a 1-foot variance from the walkway around a pool. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Raymond Newell, 14743 Winding Brook Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And sir, do you plan to testify as well?
Yes, if need be.
I have you sworn in. Please state your name and address for the record.
Douglas B. Arcus, number 11 Cromwell Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board. My name is Raymond Newell. I am the applicant for this variance, which came into the effect after we had already installed the pool. As a homeowner, I did not know, I guess they say as ignorance is bliss, but on this line about the 3-foot walkway that was needed around the pool. I'm a previous pool owner, my wife and I last two, and we had 3-foot around it that was always required, or not required, but always given from the pool company. When I went through with Clean Cut, he had shown me two pools down in Rehoboth, and they had a smaller footprint than the uniqueness of their properties, and we never used that 3-foot around it. I liked the idea, and I said, let's go with that. I had no objections at the time. We put in the building permit, never had any problems with that. I guess they approved it. We went along with the construction. The pool was completed a year later. I had two people come out from the planning and zoning and said, your pool's in violation. You don't have the 3-foot walkway that was required, which, again, I did not know at the time. And I said, okay, what do I need to do? And they said, you have to stow in, go to the variance. And that's what I'm asking for, because the walkway I have is a 1-foot paver on the edge of the pool, and I have about a 1-foot approximately of stone, and then it goes out to my fence. So that's where I'm at now. That's why I'm requesting the 12 inches vice a 3-foot walkway around my pool area.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You have a permit here, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know your permit says 6-foot rear setback?
Yes, sir.
30, 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, all that, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know what size fence you're supposed to have?
Yes, sir.
It, right? And it doesn't say this at all on your permit, does it? It doesn't say you have to have a 3-foot.
I was not the one that put the permit in. That was all done through Clean Cuts.
Okay. What I'm asking, of course, Secretary, is that not being included in on the a pool application now?
I honestly couldn't answer that. We put as much information as we can in space on the permit.
Because it used to always be there, you know.
Again, I think with the new system, there are some things that we run out of room to put on permits.
Okay.
Ms. Cornwell, would that be on the back of the permit?
It's quite possible it would be on the back of the permit.
There is two sides to a permit, typically, if I recall.
Oh, okay. I'm only looking at one side, and I thought that was all.
It might have only been copied single-sided and not double-sided.
Well, it says in-ground swimming pool fencing. I thought maybe that somewhere in there.
Perhaps Mr. Arcos here, who's got his hand up, could help illuminate that for us.
Can you answer that for me?
I'm going to claim a senior moment, okay? I should have done my due diligence. Sometimes they inspect my plans, and after I showed them my plans, they issued the permit.
Okay.
When we were out doing the excavation, and Mr. and Mrs. Newell said that we don't want concrete or pavers on the backside because all of my packages come with a 4-foot paver surround automatically.
Okay.
The guys excavated, we only ended up putting 2 feet. So I'm taking that onus on me. Being 70 years old and doing this for a long time, it was a lapse of, they issued me the permit, it was good to go. I called Ray and I says, we got your permit.
Well, what I'm trying to bring out here is if it was on the permit, would you have done it?
Well, here's the thing. You sign a form on the back, not the permit, and it says 3-foot walkway you initial, and you sign that application. I'm guilty of that. That's okay. Where I lapsed.
That's what I was
asking.
So
it was shown on the back side of the permit,
but on the
separate sheet.
Finally, we got there. I was trying to help you out there by saying, if you weren't told, how would you know?
Yeah, understood.
So it is on the back of it?
It is on the back of the permit. We just do not have a copy of the back of the permit for...
A permit application has all kinds of different information that's standard for like pools, some things for fencers, and they usually have somebody note that.
You initial it, yes.
Okay. Yeah, typically, the code requirements are shown on the back.
We got there.
Eventually, yes, sir.
We got
instead
there.
Of pushing them out 3
okay,
feet.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Because
the
issue was the walkway, so
right.
I'm looking to
yes, sir.
See if we did our homework here at the county. We're fair. We try and do the right thing for
I understand.
You. And they showed us, and you're satisfied with that. I'm satisfied with that. Thank you.
Mr. Burton?
Ms. Corwin, so... Is that part of the permit going to be a 3-foot?
Yes, the permit would have stated that
it
needed 3-foot.
So
right, but they would have signed that stating that typically, like if you get a fence permit, the fence permit's going to say, okay, these are your requirements, that building code requirements that you have to meet for the fence requirement. Those are on the back of the permit that's issued, and they sign that noting that they have read that and have signed that. So they are aware of that, and that's where this, regarding the 3-foot walkway around the pool, even the builder had not acknowledged that it was, he did see it on there, and he signed that.
So if you want a 2-foot, you couldn't do it anyway?
No.
You would have to come to the Board of Adjustment and ask for the variance.
Before
the permit was issued.
You did that. Mr. Edson?
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
I do.
Okay.
It's for Ms. Cornwell. Why is it that you can build a ground level deck to your property line, you can put concrete to your property line, but you can't put pavers to your property line?
You can put pavers to the property line. In this instance, they just didn't put enough width of pavers for around the pool. The issue is that from the edge of the pool, you have to go three feet out of
walkway.
Pavement, and they have 2 feet.
They're asking for only, okay.
I have two, and I'm asking for the variance of the 1 foot.
I got you, okay.
From 3 to 2 foot, yes, sir. It's nothing to do with the property line in the sense, because this is the back of the pool, and I have quite a much distance between the,
okay.
It's a half-acre piece of property, so.
And I believe his fence is actually... Mm-hmm. Interior a bit to meet the requirements that you have to put a fence around the pool, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's like I said, I have a 2-foot. It's like I said, the coping is 1 foot. I have stones of approximately 1 foot, and then the fence is right there. So it
would be this
the
photo.
Pool shape is, yeah, I said it's not like round and it's not square. It's more like angles. I was just trying to keep the minimum amount of fence pool area that way to minimize it.
Okay.
Do you have any problems like that? You mean walking around your pool? Or?
No. Like I said, I have crushed big stones there that I walk around that I use to clean, you know, to clean the filter. I don't have a problem. The accessible for to get in and out of the pool is on the big end. I call it the champagne section. The other one is just, I have some plants out there. There's not used. I have a seating on the inside. So everything on the, say if this was the pool, here's my fence here. I get into the pool here at the big section and I have a seat here. So nobody gets out of the pool or gets into the pool in that area. It's just, I would walk around it and I feel comfortable with that area that I have of the 2 feet.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Are there?
Well, I've got a question.
Okay. You got Rachel. I'm missing you tonight.
Is there a reason why you couldn't put the extra foot in?
I could have. Again.
Can you do it? I guess my question is, could you put it in now?
Yes. But I have sod that comes up, so I mean, I'd have to take the sod out, sprinkler heads, I have plantings around it, the fence would have to be come down, and then we could put that out, and then all that stuff would have to be put back up. So it would be a hardship on that line. Yes, it could be done. I have room for it, but yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Now, any other? Okay, then hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
They would have all been here, but I didn't think that people would come up. So I had a few of my neighbors say yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,758. The applicant certainly has confessed to the builder putting in a shortness of 1 foot. Is that correct? Or is it out of the making the walkway 2 foot completely around the whole place? Around the whole
on the back side. Yes, just
on the back. Just on the back side. I thought I heard that, just on the back side. It could be developed otherwise, is that correct?
Yes,
I believe the applicant has said it would be a hardship and an expense to put another foot in there. We'd have to tear everything up, including the fence and everything, to accomplish this. He said he will put in the extra one foot if he had to take everything down, but
yes, if it was denied by this board, yes, sir, I would have to do it.
It will not alter the central character of the neighborhood.
No, sir.
And the minimum, I believe it's the minimum variance that the homeowner is requesting.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,758. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,578 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Last but not least.
And by the way, for the last 12 years, I got a 99.9 record. So that was a senior moment.
I'm very good, sir. Okay, that
takes. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.